Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Bill Brandt back on the show. Bill is the president and the CEO of Development Specialists Incorporated. He is a world-class, literally a global businessman. He's got offices all over the world. He is a Democrat power broker with extraordinaire. But the thing that he's the most proud of and that his mother is so happy about is the fact that he's a member of My Brain Trust. Bill Brandt, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim, and actually, Mom is very proud of that. So that it all doesn't amount to nothing unless you're something in the eyes of Blasingame.
That's exactly right. Hey, welcome back, Bill. Thanks for hanging out with us. Bill, is this the most, folks? We're going to talk about, to give fair warning, we're going to talk about this this financial situation, this impasse that we have in Washington between the president and his party and the Republicans. Bill, is this the most perilous time internally for America since the Civil War?
No, I think they're economically, perhaps, although we've had other perilous times. It is certainly a perilous time. It ranks right up there, Jim, with the top four or five. On the other hand, the dynamics that lend itself to this situation, the amount we owe to overseas governments, the nature of our waning power, puts this in a different perspective. In the older times, we had big problems, but we were still the top dog,
right,
and so there was room to maneuver. Not so much now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what you're, if we made a mistake before, we were still, as you say, we were still on top. We had some headroom. We had some capital we could spend. We don't have any extra capital to blow on mistakes right now, do we?
No, I mean, I think in the past, you're right. We had some headroom. If we made a mistake, we caused people around the globe to mutter. But in the end, they had to fall in line because we were still running the show in terms of being a superpower. Now, we literally have people who we owe all of our money to, the Chinese, the Japanese investors, others around the world, and they are creditors just like your credit card company is your creditor. And at some point, if they grow weary of your act, it's not a good thing.
And isn't solving that problem with serious solutions, with serious, even you know, maybe painful solutions, isn't that the most important thing that we should be doing right now?
Yeah, I think there are two important things. You've got to find a way to do that and balance it with job creation as we essentially remake our economy. You know, Bill Clinton used to say that we'd crossed over from the manufacturing age to the informational age, and he's right. And then there's a whole list of job creation efforts thereafter.
Right.
Jim, I'm not sure where we are, whether we're at the end of the first wave of the information age or what we're doing, but we're in a transition period where the normal job creation motif doesn't work anymore. We've got to find ways to employ our youth. I mean, you know, there's a terrible unemployment problem between the 20- and 30-year-olds. All of that is on our platter, and we better get to fixing it fairly quickly, and that's tough to do when you owe the rest of the world most of your shoes, you know?
Well, and also, Bill, what I've been concerned about for a long time is we've got a lot of 20th century ideology in Washington trying to address 21st century challenges, and that's just not going to work.
You know, Jim, there's this famous phrase about the Pentagon that they're always fighting the last war. I think that is endemic to the nature of politics. They only go on experience. They do live that maxim that those who forget history are condemned to repeat it, but that does take away from some forward-looking issues. I've had conversations just recently with congresspeople, very astute, very learned congresspeople, where I brought up issues that weren't on the menu for the legislative agenda of the day, and they looked at me bewildered like they'd never heard of this. And, huh. and my thought was, don't you read the L.A. Times or right. the San Francisco Chronicle or the right. Miami Herald? I mean, this was front page stuff, and you're not even aware of it.
Right.
Which I think gives you an idea of the refraction and the bubble that they live in, and that's part of this issue.
And yet these are the guys.
Lots of things they're not getting.
And yet these are the people that we count on to lead this country, this government, and see, now I'm even more afraid than I was before you joined us, Bill. I mean, you've given us some information. I've a new level of anxiety now. I've got to stop. And we're going to take a quick break here, folks. I'm going to pop a Valium while Bill and I have a little sit on the side here for a little bit. It's 22, right back with Bill Brandt. I'm going to ask Bill some specific questions about this debate between President Obama and John Boehner, as it turns out right now, and Senator Reid too. But you know, we got a mess up there in Washington D.C. How are we going to fix that? 22. Stay with us. We'll be right back. The place I
love. I'm here. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.